Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America after the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
President Obama defends immigration action, and the UN chief says new Ebola cases beginning to slow in some regions. I'm Bill Michaels in Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama says the American immigration system has been broken for a long time as he defended taking executive action to overhaul the system. President Obama told a rally in Las Vegas he was forced to act because the House of Representatives would not take up legislation that had passed the Senate.
The only thing that's been standing in the way is a simple yes or no vote in the House of Representatives. Just a yes or no vote.
President Obama signed two executive orders Friday that will begin the process of offering temporary work permits and lift the threat of deportation for nearly 5 million undocumented immigrants. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon says there has been some progress in battling the Ebola outbreak, but warned the fight is far from over. Mr. Ban said new cases appear to be slowing in some areas where officials and healthcare workers have implemented what he called a strong response strategy. However, he said cases are increasing in other regions. Mr. Ban said a new chain of transmissions in Mali is a cause of deep concern. World Health Organization Director Margaret Chan said nearly 500 people are being monitored in Mali, where seven people have died. She cautioned against complacency in the region. Burkina Faso's former president Blaise Compaoré has gone to Morocco from Ivory Coast, where he initially sought refuge after being ousted 3 weeks ago. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is staying in Vienna to step up nuclear talks with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, with a deadline for agreement looming. Kerry has said the United States and its P5+1 allies, Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia, are focused on the November 24th deadline and are not considering an extension. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond said there is still a significant gap, but added that if Iran shows flexibility, the international team is ready to do the same.
These are very complex issues, and there's still a very significant gap between the parties. We're all going to go away and have further technical discussions with our experts, and we will resume again over the course of the weekend.
A nuclear agreement would lift some sanctions against Iran in exchange for Iran curbing its uranium enrichment program. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has condemned what he calls Russian aggression after meeting with Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko and Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk in Kiev. Biden said they talked about the threat to Ukrainian sovereignty and territorial integrity posed by Russia's military intervention.
What I can guarantee is that so long as, Mr. President, you and your colleagues keep faith with your commitment to build a more democratic and prosperous life, you will never be alone. The United States will be at your side, your partner, and your friend.
Biden called Russia's annexation of Crimea and its backing for separatists in the East a flagrant violation of the bedrock principles of the international system. Law enforcement in the central U.S. city of Ferguson, Missouri, has agreed on rules of engagement with some organized activist groups to ensure demonstrations are peaceful when a grand jury decision is issued in the coming days on whether to indict a white police officer who shot and killed an unarmed black teenager in early August. The incident sparked weeks of sometimes violent protest in the St. Louis suburb and has become a flashpoint for U.S. race relations. Friday, St. Louis County's top executive Charlie Dooley said he is expecting the best no matter what the grand jury decides. Dooley said he found it hopeful that we can sit around the table even though we have different opinions. He called the process of drafting the rules of engagement respectful. Residents of upstate New York, one of the nation's snowiest places, are trying to cope with a year's worth of snowfall over 3 days while bracing for flooding that could come next. From Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA Music Mix. This is Russ Davis, your host, and I've got four very special modern jazz musicians who are going to spend some time with us today, John Scofield and Modeski Martin and Wood, who've gone about the business of creating a new style of jazz for a new audience. As the quartet of Modeski, Scofield, Martin, and Wood, these gentlemen have been together since 1998 when they first recorded on the album A Go-Go, the John Scofield work, where he invited Modeski, Martin, and Wood, an established trio, to work with him, and they created a wonderful work. We'll hear from their fourth collaborative effort called Juice, their brand new work, and see how they've attracted a new generation of jazz fans. John Scofield burst upon the scene working with Miles Davis, who was also going about the business of collecting a new audience for jazz when he electrified his sound in the late 1960s and through the fusion era of the 1970s, and once again morphed into a new electric style of groove in the 1980s. And that is when John Scofield joined him to create the work called Decoy. Let's enjoy from that work the song Code MD, which features not only John Scofield on guitar, but also a young Branford Marsalis joining with them on soprano sax. Here's Miles Davis and his youthful company to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
I don't know what you've ever done with, don't care who. But walking is my favorite thing for cats and chicks to do. Let me take you walking till the parting moment comes. Let me do some talking, open up your eardrums. Come on, walk a while. Where we chance to pass in the common greenery, or a joint that's high class. You know, walk a while, talk a while, let me take you walking.
The spirit of Miles Davis, always welcome to visit us here on VOA's Jazz America, as he just did in the first two songs of this edition of the program. You just heard a song Miles Davis made famous called Walkin', with one of his great quintets, in this case a vocal version of it, from the 2013 release from vocalist Giacomo Gates, the album Miles Tones. Giacomo Gates sings the songs of Miles Davis. Hope you enjoyed that. And Miles with John Scofield, Branford Marsalis, and others from his album Decoy with Code MD preceding that. John Scofield in the spotlight to begin this edition of Jazz America as we give you music from the new release that is his collaboration with the trio of Medeski, Martin, and Wood, and they record as they have for years now under the name Medeski, Scofield, Martin, and Wood as a quartet. Their latest release is called Juice. We'll hear from that after we talk to John Scofield about working Talking with Modesky, Martin, and Wood here on VOA's Jazz America.
A Go-Go, it really was a breakthrough, and obviously working with Modesky, Martin, and Wood, some fellow creative young musicians who really... really looking for to find something new within themselves, as you have been too. That had to be quite a joy working with those guys.
I love them. I love them. I love their records, and then they just got better and better. And I heard this record, Shack Man. I said, I've got to play with these guys because they had that kind of loose funk, that New Orleans-ish, swampish type stuff. And here was a band with organ, bass, and drums. You know, I mean, I could fit in with my guitar right there.
Perfect.
You know?
Well, tell me about those sessions. Tell me about putting that whole thing together, the germination.
I called them up on the phone, and the only number I had. I had met, you know, like Billy Martinez a little bit, you know, over the years. You know, we knew who each other were. The only number I had was their fan line, because at that time they were really trying to get out there and play in the clubs and develop a following. So they had a little fan phone line you could call and leave a message. So I left a message for him. And then John Modesky called me back 2 weeks later and said, "This is a joke, right? It's not. John Scofield wouldn't call us on our fan line." But then we got together and started jamming, and they're great. I want to play with them some more, too.
And play together more they have since that 1998 beginning on the album A Go-Go, played live all over the world, attracting audiences of the new groove-oriented improvised jazz. They've recorded 2 studio albums and 1 live recording too. The latest is the studio work called Juice, and just listen to what they do on the Eddie Harris classic Sham Time. Modesky, Scofield, Martin, and Wood on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
Thank you.
the man they called Hawk. That's Coleman Hawkins, born 110 years ago this week on the 21st of November. Hope you enjoyed his classic, recorded in 1960 with an all-star band, including Tommy Flanagan on piano, I'm Beginning to See the Light. Happy birthday as we remember the Hawk, Coleman Hawkins. I've got more of that wonderful new groove from Modesky, Schofield, Martin, and Wood, and conversation with Modesky, Martin, and Wood coming right up. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America @voanews.com. And here's a very simple message I received not long ago, and it reads as follows. I enjoyed the show from Liege, Belgium, and he followed his message with a smiley face, so that makes me think that Eric Petrie from Liege, Belgium, is enjoying listening to Jazz America. Thank you very much, Eric, for your message. And I want to reward your efforts in getting in touch with me and listening to the show with a little bit of history and some music from one of your fellow countrymen. Marc Moulon is one of the most active jazz musicians that Belgium ever knew. He passed away in 2008, and he was most active in the 70s and 80s. He worked in many different styles of music. He even made rock music over the years, too, and he was certainly what we call a Renaissance man, involved in many different activities. He was a television and radio presenter, as well as a writer for publications in Belgium, and a fine musician and producer himself. Some of his most active work in the jazz field came during the jazz fusion era, from the early part of the 70s, and in 1999, some of his finest work was released on an album called The Placebo Years, 1971 to 1974. And here's some of that right now. The jazz fusion era work of Marc Moulon from Belgium. Just for you, Eric Petrie of Liege, Belgium, listening to VOA's Jazz America. there's another song, two in a row, featuring the work of Belgian jazz musicians. In this case, the great American tenor saxophone giant Joe Lovano, with the help of arranger and conductor Gil Goldstein, went to Ghent in Belgium to work with the Brussels Jazz Orchestra to create the Sonata Suite for the Brussels Jazz Orchestra, the album titled Wild Beauty, and from that, the Joe Lovano composition, Powerhouse. So there is quite a tradition of big band in jazz in Europe these days, and many American musicians travel there to work with the great big bands from all over Europe. It's a well-worn path between the United States of America and our jazz musicians and those great players in Europe. Well, they didn't have to go very far to get together. The four great musicians that are Modesky, Schofield, Martin, and Wood. Modesky, Martin, and Wood were an existing trio that had been together for a long time, and they've been together for now well over two decades. And John Schofield, an established artist in his own right, came together in 1998, as we mentioned earlier, and now, with four albums under their belt, including their latest release, Juice, from which we'll be hearing, they have created quite a musical legacy. Let's talk to Modesky, Martin, and Wood about working with John Schofield, and then hear some of that wonderful new music from them here on VOA's Jazz America.
I ran into John Schofield a little while ago, and that guy is just running ragged, you know, all over the place doing five bands at once. Now, you guys do five different bands, but at least you don't do them all at the same time.
Sometimes we do.
And I asked him if he could give me like a basic difference in 1998, a go-go, and this version of what you guys have got going on. He said, nope, just different songs, same guys. Any thoughts on that point from you two?
Different time, different, you know, we just went a little different. I guess we collaborated more on all the music. That's the only difference, I would say. And, you know, we just evolved. We've got to know each other better. We've, you know, since we made that record, we never did any touring on it, really. Chris and I did a little tour with him. But other than that, you know, we just would run into each other at festivals, play. John was sitting with us. Both of us, we played on some of his records. You know, we always talk, hey, let's do something again sometime. And,
wait, you played North Sea.
Well, that's it.
Maybe two gigs total with the three of us with John for the Ugogo record.
Right.
So, you know, it was kind of like we really never got a chance to play together this much. And every time we played together, it was like really fun. And we were like, let's do it again. So we did it again.
Well, great funky songs. We're looking forward to it, guys. Thanks for the time. Have a great time.
Hey, good to see you.
from the quartet of Modesky, Schofield, Martin, and Wood and their latest release, Juice, and the song entitled Juicy Lucy, to another great quartet of all-stars led by a great guitarist. Here's Kenny Burrell with Grover Washington Jr., Reggie Workman, and Grady Tate, recorded live in 1985 at New York City's Town Hall with the classic Summertime on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. Thank you. great Kenny Burrell recorded live in New York. More from Medeski, Schofield, Martin, and Wood and their new release, Juice, coming up next hour on Jazz America. Stay tuned, won't you?